Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh, don't we look good together? There's a reason why they watch all night long. Yeah, I know we'll still hit forever. So tonight I'm gonna show you all. I'm gonna walk it with you. I want the whole room change. Baby, that's what you do. No, my baby, don't blame. Blame it on my confidence. Or blame it on your measurements. Shut the shit down on sight.
I have my co-host on the line, Keisha Taylor, and Ron. Medusa's not joining us tonight because she does not feel well. I don't know where Dre is. He's probably out in the world home. What's up, y'all?
Hey, hey, hey.
What's going on, people?
I thank y'all for being here and being on time. I appreciate you a lot.
And we appreciate you, friend.
Sometimes.
Oh, man.
No, Ron, you appreciate me all the time. So I'm gonna tell you like I told Keisha Taylor earlier. I don't know why I talk to the both of y'all every single day. I don't know why. I don't know what my life is like. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I said what I said in that chat and that on period.
Not on period. not on Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Mary Had a Little Lamb. She did.
Cannot. Oh, God. So
I'm
we're here tonight. We're here tonight on the code. We drink because we say inappropriate things around here. Tonight we are having family game night. We're doing.
I don't know how fun it is with three of us.
But you know what? The last few times we've had a show, it's just been the three of us.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's
no,
gonna
no,
mess
no.
around.
You're right. I'm just saying. I was thinking, damn, I got, you know what I'm saying, to four other motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying, to get some shit wrong and get them drunk is what I was thinking. Now it's
right.
only y'all two.
It's only us two. But. You know, there might be a change coming because you know, there might be a change coming.
We gonna see.
But we gonna see. Yeah. So we're gonna I was gonna try to get other people involved in it. I even posted in the group that might even be a prize at the end if they got involved, but I don't see anybody else on the phone line. I'm going to wait a minute. I'm going to text somebody and see if they said they was coming, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. Lord have mercy. I don't even want to know what's. on the other end of that fucking text.
What? Wait a minute. So, we're going to do some icebreakers around here. Who do you think on this phone line gets the most set of ridiculous texts?
Oh, I know that one. That's your ass. You? Your ass. You? You? Just you. That's it.
What could even be wrong?
Okay.
Wrong.
Wait, it's wrong. I got a question.
It's wrong.
It ain't wrong. It's you, nigga. It's you.
I'm not.
It's you.
All right. Are we talking about the most amount from different people or from one person? See, that's a little different.
Either
way you answer it, it's still her. Cause I promise you, Ron, you don't get none of the nice shit. She gets videos and whatnot, Ron.
No, I got you. But what I'm saying is she got different faucets, you know what I'm saying, in her milkshake. You know what I'm saying? She got different faucets, you know what I'm saying? I got one steady faucet that be hitting me like, brat. You know what I'm saying? So.
Not faucet. She got different strings. She got different streams of revenue. Is that what you're saying, Ron?
I'm just saying. I ain't say all that, but I ain't not saying it either.
So I wonder if that is what the collective. So that's the collective. It's me who gets the ridiculous text messages.
Yes.
It's me.
Yes.
I might be.
Ain't no might involved. There's no might.
I tried to find you a way out of that, but it's like, no way out.
Ain't no confusion. No one misconstrued anything. There wasn't a language barrier. None of that.
Shut up.
Wasn't no static.
Whoa. Speaking of language barrier, okay. Speaking of language barrier, I got one. Who on here was the closest to some Asian loving? In between the three of us.
Me.
That was me.
I was willing to try to come fry chicken. I was going to try to come fry chicken.
You stupid.
I was going to try it. And then get that far.
Dear Lord.
Oh,
I did that. Y'all stupid. So you see what these icebreakers are. So we're gonna see out of us three, who knows each other the best here. Okay. So you have your questions.
Mm-hmm.
We will do round robin.
Okay.
If you get the answer wrong, you have to take a shot.
Okay.
We're gonna go on the honor system. You're gonna take your shot. If you get it right, you get a point. Whomever has the most points in the end is the winner. We may figure out a prize. Now, if we have a listener,
getting you drunk, y'all better get a motherfucking prize. Don't get me drunk.
So, if there's listeners who want to play along, you are welcome to chime in by pressing 1 to come in on the phone line. So, but you have to press 1 to do so. So if you want to chime in and play, you're welcome to do so. But your question will be different. The questions for the listeners will be different because they have to figure out who's who and who does it belong to. So I'll have a question. Like, you know, I'll have a question. Like, Ron, you remember your series of questions that you put in the group that, like, who has X, Y, and Z or, you know what I'm saying? You remember?
Vaguely.
But I can go back and look at them.
Right. I was saying the same thing. I can go, yeah.
So yeah. So that's how the listeners will get to play. So,
gotcha.
Who wants to go first?
Ladies first.
Okay, Keisha Taylor, you can go first.
Okay. My first question to you guys is, a few weeks ago on the show, we were talking about love languages. What did I say was my love language? Ron?
First of all, what I'm going to do is I'm going to protest this question off bat.
Why?
Reason off back why this question is protested, but if I remember right, you are a combination of two. So the question was posed as love language in the singular, and I think it should be in the plural because if I'm not mistaken, it was a combination of two of the love language.
Okay, sorry. I apologize. I lost connection. Can you repeat the question? I'm sorry.
Okay, man, we ain't repeating all that shit. Am I right or wrong, Taylor?
Okay. All right, Ron, so I will rephrase my question. Okay?
No. I don't want you to rephrase the question. Am I right or wrong?
You are right.
That being said, I don't remember what fucking two you said. I just want to end that I was right. I don't know no more after that. I don't know what the two was. I'm gonna
Ron,
take a shot. I'm gonna take a shot because I lost connection. I'm not gonna take a shot. I'm gonna take a swig of a drink.
Okay, so the question was, a couple of shows ago, we did a show about love languages. What did I say was my love language?
And again, you go repeat the fucking wrong language. You know what I'm saying?
My love language is. How about that?
There you go.
Was it the one that you do for people?
Acts of service?
Like you? Yeah, that one.
Yes.
Yes, hey. It was. Point. Oh,
man,
I got to
get fucking
minute.
Cheating. See, I might as well have just guessed some bullshit because I could have said that shit because it was one, it was two. She didn't even have to guess the second one, and you giving her a fucking point. You see what I'm saying? This that bullshit. The odds are stacked against me. Y'all like the fucking white
man. No,
we're not, Ron. Shut up. It is your turn.
Okay, so let me put my one point in here, and then let me tab over. Let me go put your... Hey, Keisha, I'm doing the tallying of the points.
You're a fucking accountant.
What? Shut up, Juan. Shut up. Okay. Let's see. How many tattoos do I have? The bonus is where are they located?
Okay.
So you can get 1 point for how many I have and then 2 points for where they are located.
Okay. I think it's 10 and I only know about one because a few other them I don't need to know about because that ain't my business. But I know you and Jayla have matching tattoos on your arm.
Okay. You know, one. I gotta count my tattoos. I always count my tattoos to double check. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. It's 9. God damn it.
That was my guess. That was my guess. 9. Ding, 9. I was gonna say that.
Shut up, Ryan.
That's
okay.
What I get. No, I'm
so,
saying, why I gotta be shut up, Ron? I can't live.
No. Well, I mean, okay. in all fairness, he didn't get a chance to answer.
Right. He did. But Ron, can you add to where they may be located? Because she gets a point for at least knowing there's one on my arm. That me and my daughter.
I absolutely can. I mean, sure. Since we're giving fucking points away, I'll say this much. You can be dressed, from your wrist to your. Like right above the knee and not show any of your tattoos except for one.
So I could be dressed from. Okay, with my. So
like a long sleeve shirt.
Long
you have a long
sleeve
shirt.
Shirt
on. Right.
Long sleeve shirt. And I have on Bermuda shorts. Looking like an oxymoron.
Okay.
And you would only see one tattoo.
Correct.
Right? Okay, you get a point for that because this is true.
There you go.
This is true. Okay, I can
get that. So all of the other 8 are within that covered up zone.
Yes.
Is my point. You know what I'm saying? So, boom, that's another point.
You only get the 1 point.
She said, don't you push it, Jack. Don't you push it.
I'm giving all right, you a chance.
I take those two.
Okay. Ron, you up.
All right. I got one. The first one. Here goes the first one. How many sisters do I have?
Oh, I'm taking a drink because I don't know this.
I want to say 2.
I want to say have a drink.
Okay.
The answer is 0.
What is that aluminum foil? Oh, man.
What happened?
Oh, sorry. We're watching this wedding show. You're messing up stuff. Okay.
Oh.
Sorry. Doing the muscle thing. Okay. Keisha Taylor, it's your turn. So I took my drink.
Okay. What is my favorite color? Ron.
Where you at?
Hello, Ron.
Why are you asking me first?
Because you want me to.
I'm trying to give you a fair chance. Because if she brought out the answer, you're not going to be able to get a point.
The fuck? All right, let me think. I'm going to say your favorite color is blue.
And I'm going to say you need to take a drink. You need to take a shot. Take a shot.
Take a shot. I'm all right, going to. I'm going to guess this because I don't think I know. I don't know. But I'm going to say black.
And I'm going to say you should take a drink, take a shot, because you want to.
This thing is going to sing me the fucking, a fucking intoxication.
My favorite color is purple.
I was going to say fucking purple.
I was going to say too. It's going to be between that and red.
I was
going to
say fucking purple.
Okay. It's my turn. Okay. So we ain't getting no points, Ron.
Mm-mm.
I'm pointing towards getting drunk. That's the fuck I'm pointing towards.
Right. Okay, what was my occupation before I became a flight attendant?
I
know what that was. I mean, again, you know, that's funny because I could say one of two things and be right. But that being said, you were a debt collector.
You get a point. So,
it's also,
but you can also, but it's also another piece to it. So what's the other piece, Keisha yeah. Taylor?
Okay.
What was your guess?
So, I was going to say you worked for a city.
The city
right.
or city?
City Bank.
Okay.
City
yep.
Credit, please.
Yep.
That was a day job, and at night you twirl on the pole as Carolina Kitty. I'm playing. I'm playing.
That's not true. I mean, it might
be. I don't know. I don't know what be going on in North Carolina, but it might. I'm playing.
I thought that's what
mine
was going to say. I thought mine was
going to
say, I'll
hear being Carolina Kitty. I'm done with you.
Because
he said it could be one
or
two things.
Yeah, I was like, oh, Ron, tell her business.
Okay. Your turn, Ron.
All right. How many baby mothers do I have?
Oh, can I go?
Absolutely.
You got three of them suckers. Boom. One, two, three.
You got a drink in your mouth.
What? How many you got? 40? 50? 60?
Before I answer, you want to go? Yeah,
he got
go
two.
He got more than two.
He's because he
ding,
said
ding,
he
ding, ding,
with
ding, 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 ding.
He
answer two. The answer
and
two.
Temple. He got pimples and
pimples.
It's two. I get a
pimples and pimples.
Yeah,
exactly.
Older, but he has an older child than the 17-year-old or the teenager. He got another one. Don't you?
He only got two.
Right.
He said
right,
he's dealing with pimples and pimples. It's only two.
The older one is my goddaughter, but she's not my baby mother. You know what I'm saying? She's so, yeah.
See?
I'm going to choke you what you said. Because you made it seem like you had, like, three chaps.
No, well, I mean, yeah, but, I mean, she's not my baby mother. That was...
I'm taking my point. I'm not taking that shot. I'm not doing that.
Okay. Now, you can't cheat. I got it right. I get a point. You got it wrong. You take a shot. That's the rule.
Yo, she bitten in the rules to be like, see what I said. I'm not taking a shot. This nigga is belligerent. The fuck is wrong with her Debo ass? Who the fuck she thinks she tried? Yo, this nigga's a dope. I don't give a fuck.
I got it right. No, you got
that wrong. I'm taking my point. You see what happened when the fucking man is the one that fucking do the fucking counting? This some real Jeb Bush shit right here.
What is that?
Not Jeb, Not Jeb.
It's some real Jeb Bush in Florida shit.
Not Jeb.
Okay, I took my shot and my drink.
There you go. Okay, it's back on me. Okay. What state do I live in?
Oh, come on, son. I got that.
Now you get a bonus point if you could tell me the city.
East Orange.
That is the city. What's the state?
New Jersey.
I was going to go a step further and be like, it's the Garden State is what I was going, you know what I'm saying, busting the head with. But then I was going to hit you with East Arms. But then I was going to hit you with, go a step further and be like the Bricks. So, I mean, I was going to hit you with a little more, you know what I'm saying, sentiment than she was. So I think I should get a point and a half.
Okay, you guys are both right. I am from New Jersey. And... Ron, you don't get a half a point because I'm not in the group. But I appreciate you though. Thank you. So you guys
so go ahead and take
both
your shot.
Get a point.
Okay. We both get a point. Okay.
Yeah, both get a point.
Okay. Okay. All right. So it's my turn.
Your
In my radio history, how many radio shows have I done? And if you can name all three shows that I've done, you get a bonus point.
Oh, raising my hand, I know this one. Okay, so we did the code, which is one. You did the Wednesday night wind down, and then you did the show with that fat dude that you didn't like at one point.
At the show, at the radio station, it was 98 point something in North Carolina.
Wait a minute.
Why'd she
say that?
Right.
She just bang.
I mean, do I need to take a drink? I'm gonna take a drink. She said the show that you did with the fat dude that you don't like.
If she just said anything about Ashy, that just would have, you know what I'm saying, threw it right over the edge right there. I'd have been done.
Yes.
He was Ashy too, wasn't he? Every time they posted a picture. I'd be like, damn, nobody get him no Vaseline, no cocoa butter.
Girl, every time.
Nobody got
time.
Olive oil, like coconut oil, like nothing.
Girl,
y'all need nobody.
So, okay. So, listen. I'll give you a backstory. Y'all know the
Nivea.
Look,
none of that?
Did
he have
eczema? Shut up and let me say what I got to say. Shut up.
I'm sorry.
So, y'all know the little blue canister of Nivea?
Fucking jerking.
You shut up,
Queen Helen. So, like, he ain't got nobody had none of that.
No, if you know me well enough, you know I gave him lotion, and he just was like, he would not put it on. Then he was like, he had eczema. So I said, but then you need some better cream. So I had bought him some Eucerin, the big thing.
No, you
got to
get the Lubriderm. Them people need
Aveeno, the Aveeno, nigga. Oatmeal joint.
That's you.
Yeah. Ron, can you name what the name of that show was?
No, with Nick D. Thank
you, guys. Something with Nick D is all you know.
I said it. With Nick D.
It was called Nick D at Night. You're dumb.
Right, at night with Nick D. Right, that's what I said.
That's what he said.
That is not what he said.
See, if I got the half a point before, you could have gave me a half a point this time. That'd have been a point.
I'll give you half a point for something from Nick D. At least you ain't saved that fat motherfucker that,
that you ain't like.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes.
I'm gonna do better. It's two drinks in now. Don't judge me.
Oh shit! Yeah.
Oh, I'll come 0.5
right.
For Ron.
All right, it's my go, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm looking at which one I want to give y'all. All right. In the last 10 years, I've lived in 3 states. For a very short amount of time. Can you name those 3 states?
Okay. I know two. You lived in New York, and you lived in Virginia.
Right.
Now, that other one is going to cause me to have a drink, because I don't know.
Okay, so I will answer. New York, Virginia, and the short-lived one was North Carolina.
I would say that would be accurate. Ding, 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 ding.
Okay.
You want to know how I remember? No. Because I remember you got a North Carolina ID or driver's license. And I was like, why does he need to have a North Carolina ID or driver's license? So, yeah. And because I remember how much part time you had getting that license switched over.
For no fucking reason.
Yep.
See, I didn't know about the North Carolina part. Okay. Do I get a half a point because I knew the first two?
You want 2/3 of a point, Nick?
Not 2/3.
What is
the point? I'll give you
a partial point?
A
potential point?
A point five.
I'm just saying because I knew the first two.
I ain't mad at you.
I know.
Okay. Your turn, Keisha Taylor.
Okay. Now, from time to time, we talk about our children on this show. How many children do I have?
Boom. I know that. You have 4, and you take care of your little brother.
You have
Azzy, who is the only girl. You have rambunctious set of twins named Justice and Ian, and you bang, got bang. The tall baby Supreme.
Ooh, and she got you get an extra point. You the name them. You better do it.
I get 2 points. 2 points.
I get 2 points.
2 points.
I mean, I know it was 4-2. I mean,
oh,
but
wow,
I wasn't gonna get no extra
point.
I wasn't gonna get no extra point for naming motherfuckers.
Well, I appreciate you knowing them. Thank you.
I mean, I know it was the twins. You know what I'm saying? I knew, you know what I'm saying, the dynamic also. I knew the dynamic. You know what I'm saying? I ain't know they fucking social security number like this nigga did. My bad.
I don't know the baby social security number.
No, nobody said that.
I don't know that, baby. I don't know that.
This nigga was talking about the birthstones and shit. You know what I'm saying? Which was first? The fuck?
Jesus Christ.
Telling me this nigga
anyway.
Points per game average and shit. My bad. I ain't
know
all the fucking stats. I'm sorry.
You know what, Ross? Shut up. Okay.
And she want to throw your brother in there and just get real fucking educated and shit and let niggas know. Like, yeah, we know. Oh shit, I'm drunk.
Oh man.
Oh shit, I'm stupid.
Okay.
Go ahead, please.
So, okay, it's my question. What is the HBCU I attended?
That would be. I don't want to play myself, but I'm going to say North Carolina A&T.
You are right. You are right.
Okay. See, you good, Ron, because I didn't know the name. I just knew it was Bulldog. What are you talking about? I know it was Bulldog.
Do you see how niggas be trying to scoop from the backside and get a point on some humble shit? You see how niggas be trying to scoop in? You know what I'm saying? On your shine, your glory, and take a little, you know what I'm saying? Half a point on the back end. And know it's the Bulldog. Know the fuck a Bulldog, nigga.
This is hilarious. This is so funny. You can take a shot. Don't take a shot.
Yeah.
Because it's not, I mean, yes, our mascot is a bulldog, but it's also called an Aggie. Yeah, you take a shot. Ryan, you're right.
Yep.
So you get a point. So.
All right.
Okay.
All right, let's go. All right, it's on me, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. What industry do I work in? Done my 9-to-5.
Oh, I know this one.
You
work in the you work in the report.
You are the cable
you
man.
Work in the Damn it! I was trying to get it out.
You work in the repair. She about to say you the Maytag repair man. She's about to let it go in mine.
You the cable man. You the Cox man.
I'm the cop.
Wait a minute. Wait a what
the hell? I'm a cox man. What's wrong with you?
What the hell is that?
Cox cable?
She don't know
it's like
Time
Warner cable. Like, okay.
Okay.
This girl here. Okay. This girl here. Oh Lord. Oh Lord. Oh Lord.
That's a seven. I misunderstood because I was going to say, wait a minute. What you know that I don't know?
Well, I mean, listen. That name is applicable in many ways, Mama.
All right now.
I'm just saying, but I ain't saying, but I said it.
Okay.
You know what? What we're going to do with this next question is going to be for the listeners, because we do have some listeners that are listening. So, let's make it the next two questions and see if they get involved and see if they answer. So if you want to answer, you need to press number one on your phone so that we can bring you in to hear your answer. Out of the three of us here, and don't y'all say nothing, don't laugh, don't know none of that, who here has touched the moon? And own a piece of the moon or a moon. How long y'all want to give them to see if they're going to answer it?
I mean, listen.
What?
I ain't going to say nothing. Sidebar. Y'all can't feel my pain.
Huh? We can't feel your pain.
Right.
Okay.
But. And I don't even have this issue anymore personally, but I can relate to it. And my dude, it happened to me maybe like a year or so ago. But anyway, maybe even more recently than that. Anyway. Why motherfuckers be old dudes and in one instance he's fresh out of a relationship for a long time, another instance he's been single for a while. He's, you know what I'm saying, stuck in his old ways. Another dude's just coming home from jail. And what they're doing is they're trying to pick up women in the old school ways, and that shit it ain't applicable no more. And dude drove past this little young girl just yesterday and scared the shit out of her. But he come from an age where if you see a young lady, you say, hey, what's going on? How you doing? See her? You know what I'm saying? You talk to them. But I guess she was like, what, 26, something like that. And he pulled up next to her and scared the shit out of her. And it's just, I say all that to say that some of these brothers out here that be trying to have these antiquated dating methods, you gotta update. You gotta update. I know it ain't what you used to, but you gotta update. You gotta do it. Ain't nothing worse than, you know what I'm saying, the motherfucker come up with you with an old rap. Am I wrong? Am I right?
They gotta come up with something.
Yeah, no, definitely. Like, you too, like, sir, no. Okay, I am not. What? What are you talking about? Yeah, definitely.
Yo, he almost scared the shit out the poor girl when he drove up on her. It was ridiculous.
But what did he say?
It was funny at the same time. Like, hey, how you doing? Excuse me. You know how, you know what I'm saying? You know that 1985 rap, nigga? You know how it is.
Hey, sweet girl.
Do you know how old I was?
Yeah, one of them joints.
Know how I was? You know how old I was in 1985? I was four. I don't know.
what they would say. I don't know what they would say.
Okay, but what about 96?
Okay, I was a freshman in high school. Okay.
All right. So niggas was hollering at you a little bit?
They was trying to.
They was trying to. What about 99? What about 99?
Oh, you know, that was my senior year. That's
they was definitely hollering by then.
No. Carolina Kid didn't show up until somewhere about college.
About two, three more years, right?
Yeah, about 2 or 3 more years, Carolina Kitty was
Not now.
Oh, shit.
Okay. I was single. I was on the prowl. Yup. Single again. I'm back on the prowl.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
I thought I was the baddest bitch. Because you didn't know nail hoe.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
Stop.
I'm done.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
And I was living the HBCU life. I was out here dead ahead niggering, doing niggering shit.
So much honesty. Doing niggery shit.
So much honesty.
Can you please
so
expound
much.
On what exactly niggery shit is?
Let's not. We don't even know.
Just know I had a
but
good
But it's so
life.
Entertaining. I mean, niggery shit is the shit that drives the internet.
It does. But, yeah. Just understand, I had a good college life. I wasn't one of those college students that was school, work. You know, so even though I did go to school, I did go to work, I took care of my kids, but I still had a good college life. Anytime you hear me and
well,
my best friend talking
college
about
life
it, like,
too,
did,
and I wasn't half as responsible as you was. See, you sound like you had your shit together. I was a fuck up in college.
That's how I had that. That's how you got them. You got the itchy crawlies. So even though I'm talking to some of the people that's actually on the, they don't want to answer on the line because I asked, you know, do you know the answer to the question? They said no. The only moon I know about is you telling Ron to kiss your ass.
Oh goddamn!
You get a point. You get a point.
That is
a
lot
of creativity. Get a point for creativity.
Yes, you can get one of my points. That right there, that was good.
But good. I am the owner of the moon. I do. I have a moon. Yes, somebody pulled the moon out the sky for me. So yeah.
Well, something
I have
like
a moon.
That.
Something like
or
that.
A box.
I pulled it out the box.
Not a box.
I pulled it out the box. But they pulled it out of the sky. So we're going to give you a
that
point.
That shit sounds fly.
Some creativity.
Alright, now you're killing me.
Shut up, stupid. Okay, so Keisha Taylor, it's your turn.
Okay. So, what school does my oldest child go to?
Oh, Lord. I can't name the school, Lord. Oh, man. Because every time I be trying to look for it, I'm like, that's what it looked like, but I don't think that's right. Damn it.
I want to say it's the, for some reason, Fairfax Stags came up in my head.
Oh, you were so close. It's Fairfield Stags.
Come on, son. Come on,
right,
son. You
got it. You got it. You was close. You was so close.
I'm going to give Ron that point. I wasn't about to be that close because I keep looking at Crestfield. And I'm like, oh, is that the school that he goes to? No, that's not the school he goes to. I'm terrible. Okay, Ron, you get the point. I'm going to take the shot.
Here we go.
I ain't even going to try. I'm going to take the shot. I'm going to take the shot.
Maybe I need
so I'm not even going to embarrass myself.
Mm-mm. Just take the shot. Okay. We're going to be drunk by the time the show ends.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, my turn. Who is my favorite artist? It can be three of them, but if you name any one of the three, you still get a point.
Oh, baby, New Edition.
Okay.
Are you going to take everybody? Yeah, you're going to take everybody.
You're going to take everybody.
She said pick one out of three. You're going to take everybody and leave me with some fucking little, you know what I'm saying? Obscure motherfucker.
No,
that's the one
two.
I know is the little Chinese bitch. That's the one I was gonna pick. Now you got me fucking thinking who the fuck else it could be. I don't know.
I only knew them two.
I didn't even know it was New Edition. I just know she liked fucking Ronnie DeVoe. So when you said New Edition, I'm like, damn, she done took DVD and all that shit. She done fucked everything up taking that shit. But all right. No doubt.
Everybody knows
that's
Ronnie
it.
Ronnie DeVoe.
That's it, Ron. You got to figure it out, Ron. You got to get the last one because I got the first two. Because after that, I don't know.
Come on, son. How you going to do that to me?
I'm sorry.
There's some fucking
I got faith
hot
in you.
Motherfucking shake your ass. Probably pretty light-skinned nigga. Trey Songz. Let me just go and help.
Oh, Lord.
Well, I was really thinking Beyonce because that's my ultimate. But
okay.
But Trey Songz is one of my favorites. Like I said, you can name. He is one of my favorites. I've seen Trey Songz in multiple concerts. I have autographed
right,
pictures
that
and everything.
I know.
I also saw some other pieces of Trey Songz that I had not seen before recently. So, Tremaine.
Wait a minute. We got follow up fucking questions. You got OnlyFans?
No, I don't. I'm not paying $20 for some shit that I can see for free. The fuck?
Oh, okay.
I don't think it's a free shit. I'm seeing the free shirt.
Okay. I was just wondering.
Do you got an OnlyFans? You out here paying $20 every month?
No. For what?
You out here paying $20 to see some shit that you can see for free?
Next.
All you gotta do is Google enough and you gonna find it.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, I'm not necessarily looking for it, but I mean, all right.
Sidebar real quick. So these celebrities, right? I never understood why they got on OnlyFans. You know that if you Google and you swipe through the pages long enough, like you get to page like 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Like I can see what's on your OnlyFans for free. Why would you get on OnlyFans? Like I can see all of that for free. Like I'm not gonna.
For those
I'm not
who don't
want
to swipe 14 pages.
Well, we got time. It ain't like we doing it.
Hello.
Sitting at home on the pandemic.
Okay, listen.
And you get
okay,
a, you know what I'm saying? You get an exclusive experience at that moment in time that nobody else has. You getting the residue of the shit that I paid $5-$10 for. That's nothing. That's nothing.
You paid $20 subscription a month. No, you paying $20 every month.
He's giving you multiple pop offs a month.
Mm-mm. When I can see it for free?
No.
I can see it for free.
They up there looking at his shit, you know what I'm saying? Going up there seeing pictures, rubbing their clits. You know what I'm saying? You know how these heifers be doing? Come on.
Not the heifers.
Yeah, the heifers. They just everything they
was
doing.
Oh,
man. You know
what
I'm saying? Come on.
What?
What?
What was that, Lord?
You ain't got to do all of that. All you got to do is head on over to good old Twitter.
Yes. And they will show whatever you need to see. Like this dude named Marshall. Mm. I think it's named Marshall Price. He got an OnlyFans. But sir, I done seen all of you for free on Twitter.
Okay.
I'm getting all that for free. For free.
Okay, and another sidebar. So this new challenge, right, uh-oh, the silhouette challenge, Lord, look,
yeah,
folks, that wasn't for everybody, okay?
Mm-mm.
Like, it wasn't for everybody. And I've seen some men that was trying to do the silhouette challenge, and I was like, you shouldn't do that. Like,
mm-mm,
don't do that. Like, that's not for you.
Mm-mm.
Like, it's not. Like, don't do that. Like,
just like gray sweatpants ain't for everybody.
No, it's not.
So, just like them gray sweatpants is out here embarrassing some of you weenies, that silhouette challenge is out here embarrassing you weenies.
You and your little toddlers. And your little
toddlers. And your little weenies.
Yeah, it wasn't for you. I seen one the other day. I said, why would you even post this? Like, why would you put this on the internet?
So that fat dude that you said I don't like did one. I threw up in my mouth.
See? Nah, I don't like his ass either. You knew your ass was too big for that, sir. Why would you do that? Why would you do that?
I said, I'm going to throw up in my mouth.
Why would you do that? And I don't even think he got one. So what was the purpose of it?
Oh, no, he ain't got no pussycat, do we?
Huh?
At this point,
he got a whole booty do.
That's not your, stomach sticking out more than your booty, dude.
Yeah, that's what he got. So I don't even understand why he did the challenge to begin with. What was the purpose of that?
Yeah, I don't know why.
You want to show everybody your belly? We see you.
Yeah, I don't know.
We can see you
every day.
I know y'all got issues. I know that from the bottom of my motherfucking heart. From the bottom of my heart.
What?
This I know.
What? What are you talking about?
All right.
Okay, so we got more questions for the audience. See who knows this information. Wait a minute. Let me try to find the questions that Ron had put up here. On this show, who is known as I Will Cut a Bitch? This is for the callers.
I mean,
for the people who own it.
I mean, it's nothing to be proud of, but I mean.
I know, right? But we know around here. We know. You know, it's okay.
So why they think about that? All right, so it's me next, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, question I ask you. What company did I work for when I lived in New York?
Verizon.
Ding, 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 ding.
I take a drink because I never knew.
You never knew that. I just take it.
I never knew. I be knowing my people.
You be knowing your people.
I be trying to know y'all. I know y'all a little bit.
This nigga started naming all the fucking children's fucking birth dates, birth certificates.
I didn't give no birth date.
This motherfucker. Surprise, this motherfucker asked, what's my bra size? And she fucking tell you. I'm like, oh, shit. Whoa.
I don't know. But we've discussed how to measure her bra or where she need to go.
you could guesstimate by the conversations you've had in the range that them girthy motherfuckers are.
Hey. Okay. So it's on me, right? All right.
Yep.
What is my go-to drink?
Your go-to drink.
I mean, even though we do like Jack Daniels around here, I don't know if that's your go-to. I don't know if I Jack Daniels. I know it ain't no Hennessy.
I know it ain't white people box wine.
Right, I know it ain't that shit.
I know what it ain't, nigga.
Like, I know it ain't that shit.
Fuck. See, this is what I'm saying. I had other answers in my back of my mind. You know what I'm saying? Only three of us. All right. You know what? Let me just drink, nigga. Fuck you.
Oh, God. Like I said, I know that we like Jack Daniels. So I'm going to say Jack Daniels Tennessee Honey is one. If I had to say a mixed drink, I would say a Long Island iced tea.
And I would say you need to go on and get you a drink because my go-to drink is Malibu and pineapple.
Girl, what I'm drinking right now, winch.
Stupid.
I am definitely drinking Malibu and mango pineapple juice by Simply Juice. Yep. Okay, taking my.
Well, I got cran, mango, and Hennessy.
Okay. We didn't even tell what we was drinking tonight. We didn't even tell nobody. Now we've told.
If I was stable enough, I would try that. But I don't mess with that dark liquor like that. Y'all know I got problems.
I
gotta stay away from the white liquor though. That white liquor be fucking up my stomach.
I like liquor, period. Don't bother me none. I gotta say, you know what? Let's see if we can answer this about each other. You can answer this about me. What drink have I sworn off because of how it made me?
I'll drink it, but I gotta drink that shit in moderation.
Find me crying and wanting a cheeseburger.
Like, why she crying? Why she crying about a doggone cheeseburger?
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna give y'all points for that. Look at that.
Everybody know that about the kitty.
Like, she likes
tequila. They got a whole love-hate relationship about that damn tequila.
God.
Oh.
That tequila had her laid out. You remember that picture of her? She was sleep.
And in the middle of a party. Yeah.
And FYI, Dre wasn't shit for taking that picture.
He
wasn't
looking
at
what I got him, but I got him back for when he fell asleep at the diner and he fell asleep at a party. So I got him back for that.
You're right, and right now you're showing your pettiness because did you hear how excited she sounded when she said, "I got him back"?
Yeah,
that's the pettiness in you right there.
I got him back, bitches.
All right. I got a sidebar question.
Uh-oh.
Who's the most pettiest on this line right now?
That's hard. But I feel like
it's hard
to
the motherfucker.
I think you
petty.
Got like the pettiest three on the line. Like, I mean, it's any given day. Like, it just depends on the day and the weather.
And it's a possibility. Possibility also that we piggyback off each other's pettiness.
Yes.
The funny thing is, I went through a case for each one of us and convinced myself three different times, three different answers.
Ain't no way that. Yeah, no. I think we're all equal in a sense.
Yes.
In this way.
Yeah.
Because.
Yep.
Just because.
Okay.
And some like it could be a day where I'm not being petty, right? And I'll send Keisha Taylor a message.
Ooh,
and it'd be the most random message.
Okay.
Yep. I ain't gonna say what you say, but she can throw back some shit at me and I just like, you know what? I don't even want to talk to you no more for the rest of the day. I don't want to. Because this is not where it was supposed to go. I can do the same thing with Ron. I can say something to him and he say some fuck shit. I'm like, you know what? Why do I talk to you? So, yeah, we all equal. We're all equal around here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the other day, I hit this nigga up. She calls me. I tell her some fuck shit in my life. She laughs at me. She says, "You ain't nothing but a piece of shit." Since we sharing fuck shit in our life, then she...
Then she said, "Well, since you said something, let me tell you what happened to me." Like, nigga, wait, that shit was worse than my shit. All right, yo.
Oh, shit, it was beautiful.
Yeah, and it was early in the morning. It wasn't even mid-afternoon. It was early in the morning. It was before 10 o'clock.
Early.
And this is how I know it was before 10 o'clock. We were talking on the phone, and my job called. My job calls anywhere between 9 and 11 o'clock in the morning to say what my schedule is for the next day. It's 10 o'clock in the morning when I'm talking to him. Because they called at 9:58 to say what my schedule was.
And we were deep in the conversation by then.
Right.
Oh, Lord.
Because we had been on the phone a good 30, 40 minutes at that point.
Oh, Lord.
Get
him. Too early.
Make
for
him
that
stop. Listen, I'd be like, listen, why do you call? Because the message came through to say, call me. Because, you know, he had, like, to send voice messages through the through Messenger. Talking about, when you get a chance, call me. It took me a few minutes because I had to finish eating my breakfast. Let me get some breakfast into my body before I deal with
your we start with this nonsense.
Yes. But it was so such a wonderful story that I had to share. Like, since we're sharing, well, let me tell you about mine. It happened a couple of weeks ago. Let me just tell you what happened so that I can get it off my chest. You got yours off your chest now that we feel better.
We've exhaled together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we exhaled together.
I guess you
better.
You fucking Loretta Devine. I'm fucking Lila Rashawn.
Why I got to be heavy breathing Gloria?
Well, I mean, then we got to reverse it because neither one of us ain't the main character because we ain't that fucking, you know what I'm saying? And neither one of us ain't dead like Whitney. You know what I mean? So we got to say, fuck it, I'll be the fat. I'll be the dark skin, bitch. All right, I'll be a.
See, this is exactly why I question my life every time I talk to him. Every time. Oh. I don't care. Every Friday night, I question why I talk to him. Every time he's on my phone line.
You just accepted being fucking Aunt Your Mama. And no, you wanted to question it.
Excuse
and I had
me.
To go into
there is no more Aunt Your Mama. There's no more Aunt Your
what's
Mama.
What's her name?
Okay.
Hot Phyllis.
Is
what's
that
her
long
name now? Fucking Betty Betty.
I don't know. It's a long name, and I ain't never buying it because that is not Aunt Your Mama.
Y'all gonna change the name? You gonna change the recipe? And no.
I mean, I ain't gonna hold you. I'm gonna keep it 100 with you. I like biscuits better anyway.
I like biscuits. Taylor, I got a question for you. Do you cook soy bacon?
Fuck.
What the fuck is this soy bacon?
See, Ron, you and your daughter is the only ones out here.
Why y'all hating on my dietary choices, man? Don't do that, man. Don't do that.
Excuse me. I ain't never in my whole ass life heard of no damn soy bacon. I don't want that shit.
Yo,
you better go find you.
Yo,
go
the morning star sausages, them joints is all right, son. The patty.
No,
what you're going to do is go find you. Some maple syrup.
No, you're going to go find you a pig named Essie.
Nah.
You're going to cut her up, and you're going to make some bacon. Don't you give me no soy bacon. Did you see? It's a picture. I think it's in that group that you added me to with them people with that nasty-ass food. And it was buffalo wings, right? It was supposed to be buffalo wings, but it was cauliflower.
Mmm, that sounds good.
I said, if you ever invite me over to your house and you try to give me some buffalo wings and I bite into that bitch and it's cauliflower, I'm flipping over all your shit in your house. I'm flipping over everything.
What's wrong with buffalo cauliflower?
Nothing's wrong with it, but don't try to disguise it. Just tell me it's cauliflower. I eat cauliflower.
Just tell me it's cauliflower.
And you bite into that bitch and it's cauliflower.
That shit is all vegetation. Mm-mm, that's no bueno.
No.
But to that point, fuck y'all trying to tease me with my soy bacon.
You eat your soy bacon and you enjoy it.
It ain't hardly as good as, you know what I'm saying, taste wise. You know what I'm saying? It's It's just, you know what I'm saying?
I have a question.
A mental
Do
fuck.
They have like different ones like maple and all that stuff? Because you know, with bacon, they have maple bacon, they have thick cut bacon. You know.
So, yes, they do, but to that point, that's why I said the sausages, because the sausages got a little, you know what I'm saying, different little whatever to it with those here. Not bad. Not bad at all.
Okay.
And the burgers ain't bad neither, girl. Stop playing. You know what I'm saying?
Now, I've had the vegan no chicken nuggets or whatever. I don't know. They ain't no chicken.
No, I have. No, I've had a Beyond Burger. And
those Beyond Burgers.
Yeah,
nah, this joint is good.
And I enjoyed it. And I knew what it was up front. I didn't think it was a burger. Like I knew it was a Beyond Burger. I was like, oh, okay.
Well, I've
exactly.
had the Impossible
like,
Burger.
I would eat this
again. I had the Impossible Burger at Burger King.
See, that's a little different, but right, that's
oh.
thing. No, all right, I got you. Somewhere.
I also
okay.
had the whatever sausage thing they have at Starbucks. That's not sausage.
Okay.
I've had that too. I mean, I'm not saying that people don't eat it, but I've never heard of soy bacon. Now I've heard of other stuff, but soy bacon. That's not bacon.
Yes, nigga.
I need
yes,
meat.
Nigga, stop
I need
ostracizing
old
me.
Fat, juicy hog.
Stop
Name
pushing me. Don't do that to
Name
me.
Name
Ashley.
My grandma used to, my grandparents used to slaughter hogs when we was little.
Yeah, my grandmother was, you know what I'm saying, straight pig master also. All that good shit. You know what I'm saying? I grew up on the hog, rooted to the tutor. You know what I'm saying? With the snout to the bottom where they get the gout. All that shit. Yeah. But eventually
not the gout.
You learn better, you do better.
No, we don't
eat
the pigs.
Thank you. I had to get that shit up. That shit ain't no good for you. That shit
but it ain't like I sit around and eat it all day long. I don't sit around and eat it all day, every day.
Why don't you sit around and eat it all day, every day?
Because I just don't eat it every day. I eat it, but I don't eat it every day. You don't hear me saying, oh, I need a pork chop bacon sandwich right now.
All
right. No.
All right, so you don't eat anything every day, right?
I don't eat every... You know what? I do drink almond milk every day.
Okay. I eat.
I do
you don't eat milk. Anything every day, right?
I feel like this is loaded.
Right. So, you know what I'm saying?
Like.
The fact that you were saying, you know what I'm saying, I don't eat pork every day. What the fuck does that mean? You eat nothing every day. You know what I'm saying? So you're trying to make it stand out, like give some extra shit. No, it's the same shit like everything else. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm trying to make it seem special. Don't front for me. You want to talk about my soy bacon? I'm coming at you and your fucking pork and your pig. How about that? On to you too,
Listen.
Nigga.
Hey, I eat this. I like my old pigs. So you ain't you ain't saying nothing to me. She's some mornings I want me a bacon, egg, and cheese
bacon.
Or I want me a country ham biscuit.
Sometimes.
You know what? It don't matter. I eat meat. I eat chicken.
I ain't gonna hold you though. I ain't gonna hold you to one thing I do know about that. It's like, yo, if you turn away from the pan for 32 seconds by mistake, that shit will
burn
like fucking loose leaf paper.
Because it is loose leaf paper.
You got to be on top of that shit, nigga. You got to be on top of that shit, nigga. You got to be attentive
Look,
to the thing.
Because it is paper. And that is loose leaf paper. It's a plant. Just out here just eating paper.
I ain't gonna fret. That's the one bad thought about it. But other than that. If you catch it
I
right, though,
like
you catch it right, though, you know what I'm saying? Next to some French toast, you get that bitch with some syrup, some maple syrup, come on. That's good eating right there.
So you dipping paper in syrup.
See, you coming at me again, Portuguese. Why you coming at me?
I'll be the little piggy that went to the market. I don't care.
You are what you eat. Come on, Piggly Wiggly. Come on, stop coming for me.
Listen. I will shoot. Right. Only pieces of the pig I don't eat is chitlins and all of that. I don't eat no pig feet. I don't eat no pig nose, no pig ears. Chitlins.
You fuck with
that.
A hog maw every now and again, nigga.
No, I don't. I ain't never had no hog maw. Mm-hmm. I ain't never had no soft meat. I ain't had none of that. Mm-mm. Nope. Bacon, sausage.
You fuck
ham.
With that hog's head cheese and all that shit.
No, I do chitlins. Not. I do not. Come on now. I told you my grandparents owned a hog farm. So I know what that stuff is. No, thank you. No, thank you. It took me a long time to eat hot dogs again after a certain period. So, yeah. Yeah. Mm-mm. Nope. No. So I'd be a little piglet.
She said, you are what you eat, and I'm eating them little piglets.
Listen, I ain't
no,
get these hips in the butt from nowhere. And they didn't sprout really good. Today was Friday. I don't have cholesterol problems. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Gluten, smoothing.
I go get my routine checked up. I get my oil changed. Get my unleaded fuel.
You gonna get your tune up.
I gonna get my tune up. I sure do. Oh, I sure do. I get my in
my
one
tune
way,
up and my tatas checked.
Yep. Sure.
Oh
do.
Shit.
So
that's funny. Mm-hmm. I gotta go make an appointment coming up. And the doctor that I used to fuck with down here went out of business, and I don't have a new doctor, like a new primary doctor. And I'm like, I don't know what the fuck. I don't feel comfortable finding a new doctor in the COVID. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't feel comfortable doing it.
Well, guess what?
Got to find one, right?
Yeah, you got to find one. You do better. You got to do something. Mm-hmm. Nah, it is what it is. Go find you a doctor, sucker.
Listen, stop talking to me like that. That's not nice. You're intimidating me.
They doing virtual checkups.
Yeah, they're doing virtual checkers, but, you know. I don't know. I found one. Stop playing around. But that being said, whose goal is it?
I don't know.
We got one more each?
Yeah, we got one more each. So we go.
All right. So let me go first then. Let's see, we got one more each. All right. Both of my daughters, the pimple and the pimple, well, fresh out the pimple, their names start with the same letter. What letter is it?
M.
What'd you say, Taylor?
I'm
going to
go with M.
I'm going to point for both of you. All right. That's a point. M. Yes, there we go. All right.
Okay. All right, we got points.
Next up.
Wait a minute, I got to put my point.
I'll add
a point. Wait a minute. Put our point.
Ding, ding.
Keisha Taylor, you can go next.
Okay. So, everyone knows that I got engaged last month. What is my fiance's name?
Mark.
Yep. Yep.
You are right.
I don't have another question written down. I'm trying to figure out a question.
Yo, is Nicky out here
shooting? What? I don't know what this. Okay, I don't know what that message was about. Well, we already know I get the ridiculous amount of text messages that be retarded. I don't know. What's another question?
All right, anyway, come on, stop playing now.
I'm trying to, I legit did not have any more questions on here. So I have to figure out my question. What's another question for me? I don't know. Oh my God. So, we know there's particular men in my life, right?
Mm-hmm.
Particular. Say what? What'd you say, Ron?
Hmm. What happened, huh?
What'd you say?
Ooh.
Now, I don't ever say their names.
Mm-mm.
Give me two. If you can name two,
I know this answer. We gonna go with the man in the suit, and we gonna go with the truck driver.
Ding, 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 ding. That would be okay.
Okay, so let's tally up these points.
I mean, we got a principal in there too.
Okay,
we showing up too.
Okay.
And we got someone else in another state.
Hate you, niggas.
How's she going to get mad at us because we answered the question that she asked?
How did she wasn't expecting it. She was like, nigga, I said answer the question, not no fucking extra credit. Y'all didn't even give an extra credit.
You give an extra answer. Shit.
For no fucking reason.
Your text message is about to be crazy in a minute now.
I don't care.
You think they crazy now? Oh, just wait a minute. Wait till we get off the show. Who the fuck is?
We sorry.
Who is the man in
the hill? Oh shit.
We just told your business.
It was so funny. The one that you say that's out of state questioned who the principal was at one point. But either who. That's none of their business. But anyway. But anyway. It's none of your business. Don't know because it's none of your business. But okay, so let's probably
see point. You in my business. Don't do that.
Don't do that. Mm-mm. Mind your own.
Don't do that.
But Ron has one, two, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.5 points. Keisha Taylor had 1, 2, the phone turned off. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7,
10.5 points. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 points. And the listener that was playing has won. 1 point.
I want to recount. I already told y'all I ain't agree with that fucking Florida shit.
What Florida shit? What are you talking about?
He wanted to recount.
I just counted them.
The election. He said the game was fraud, so he wanted to recount.
Yeah, nah, that shit was rigged.
I didn't even win. If it would have been
no
rigged,
Roger, no
I
rerun,
win.
No win.
I didn't. What? 1, 2, 3. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Don't make it fucking, you know what I'm saying, valid.
It is valid. Each one has been verified.
New word, fraudulations. The fucking votes don't count. They're frauds. They're wrong. They're incorrect.
So.
They're disputed.
So, you lost.
I think I have more points than that.
How you have more than points?
I want to be the winner.
Say what?
Huh?
What?
Huh?
Oh, so, okay. So, So when we ask what Keisha Taylor, when you ask what was your fiance's name, a listener did answer. They said Daddy, for the way he busted in and told her she was too loud.
That was true.
He was quiet. He was mad. Give them a point.
That's two. They got 2 points. So, yeah.
Cool. Well, that's
a point and a half.
That was right. Cause, yeah, you shut the fuck up, too. I remember that.
I sure did.
Oh, God. Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know, sometimes we do have an after show here, and somebody got busted in on the room because they was talking too loud in the after show about penis. About me.
And it's like, I have to whisper about penis.
Oh, you zipped up a turtleneck and everything. She was, you know what I'm saying, real fucking passive after that.
She was quiet as a church mouse.
I ain't gonna lie, sure was. Ain't gonna get me in trouble.
That motherfucker bust in that room. Yo, the fuck up. We can hear you out here.
I didn't even want you to say. But he said what he said, and I listened.
You listened.
Yes,
that's how she got that ring. That's how she got that ring. She listened. She listened.
You know what?
She listened
not too far after that, he was like, you know what? I'm going to invest some more shit now. She listened.
Right.
I'm saying the average,
right.
I'm saying the average chick would have been like, fuck you mean you can hear me?
Oh, no.
You
was
like,
We had plans after that. I wasn't messing up my plans.
You know what?
I'm done.
Think these plans culminated with the motherfucking diamond glove.
Now listen. I can't confirm or deny. I don't know how long he had it, how long he had been planning, But all I'm gonna say is that we had. I mean, I got it, so I don't know.
I'm gonna get me some of them gloves. That's what I'm about to get.
Nigga said I can neither confirm nor deny that, but I won't deny that.
I'm gonna go to Amazon right now, and let's see if they have them back in stock. Cause they didn't have them before.
They might have them in stock, but they might be like super expensive. Like the box was like $10 for me, but that was the beginning of the pandemic, so they might be like they be price gouging. Last time I saw them,
they're like
$20.
Yeah, they 20.
You know
yeah,
how fucking worthy them boxes is, nigga. That ain't no $10 box, nigga. That shit's getting you fucking husbands, nigga. You know how fucking valuable that shit is. The IPO on them shit
Janaya
is out the fucking roof. I mean, my bad. I apologize.
Yeah, they're like $25, $31. Okay, all right.
$31, you know what I'm saying? To get you a name.
For a box of gloves.
Come on, I'm playing. Oh, bitches, you know what I'm saying? Let niggas drive their car without a license. You know what I'm saying? Putting gas in it. $31? Shit. You took a penitentiary chance with this nigga.
One, who is driving people's cars without no license? Who's doing that?
Plenty of niggas. Plenty of niggas. Stop playing.
I ain't never. No.
Plenty of niggas. Stop playing.
No. Me and one of my cousins was having a conversation a couple of weeks ago about how some women really do dumb shit. And so she was like, yeah, I've been that woman. I was like, why? How? Because we don't have a family full of dumb women. So how did you get this work? Like, she was like, you just must be so strong-willed. I said, girl, if I got to go pick you up, sir, we're not going to be together. Sorry. It's too much for me.
It's a difference between, okay, you had car trouble and I gotta come pick you up, as opposed to, so you ain't never had one and I gotta come pick you up. No, I'm not doing it.
No, nope, 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 nope. I'm not doing it. Not gonna do it.
Not doing it.
Not gonna do it. Not gonna do it. Nope. I'm not coming to get you.
All right, ladies, I gotta go.
Oh, too bad. Uh-oh, this sounds
Uh-oh.
Like some recklessness.
Yeah, that's what that sounds like.
That sounds like, don't call me tomorrow. Don't call me when the fuck shit. Tomorrow, please don't. Don't do it.
Why are you throwing all kinds of stones at you, kid?
I don't want to. Don't do it. No, we'll be here.
Why would y'all even assume something like that?
The way you said it, he said, I got to go.
Got to go. Right, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. And I was going to be like, maybe we'll have an after show, but clearly it's time for Ron to go. So Ron is not going
to
be
yeah,
an after
have
show.
To go.
We have
yeah.
to go. Clearly. So we'll be back here next week. And it just might be, we never know, it might just be the three of us. But hey, we roll. We do this thing. So, yeah, y'all be good. Y'all be good. Ron, don't call me with no fuck shit tomorrow.
Don't do that.
Because I know you're going to. Ron, you know what? Never mind. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do this with you. But we're going to go to bed now. And y'all have a good night. Y'all be good. Don't do nothing I wouldn't do.
Yeah, there you go. Deuces.
Bye.
Bye. I cannot. Oh, God, I cannot. Good night, y'all. Oh, he really hung
up. Good night.
Good night.